sellers will come back to the people who bought tickets, and there will be some kind of refund. At this stage, I can't say what it is. I can't say what that is.
But there will.
Oh yeah, no, there will be a refund for sure, a partial refund at something. What that is at this stage, I don't know. And we will also give the fans that bought tickets today here a chance to be the first people to buy tickets for next year as well.
What's top price ticket tonight?
That's about 110. Yeah.
Well, when did you feel the need to pick up the phone to Andy Murray and say?
Well, I only knew where I started to get worried was about 1 o'clock. I mean, there were so many rumours flying around, but I can't act on that until I spoke to Roger. Roger said, "Look, it's sore, I'm going to come down, see how it is." And I thought I'd better get Plan B in action in case, because if it was 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and we just wouldn't have had any time. So we had pretty much 2 hours to put that on and get Andy. It was literally, I mean, at that point you just go into, I want to get something on. We knew that there was no point putting in a pretend competitive match. So, the tournament's done. Let's put on, some entertainment for, we've still got 18,000 people.
How much does Andy's situation after Thursday night help you in a way? Did Andy's situation after Thursday night help you, the fact that he left with unfinished business?
No, I don't think it was relevant at all. I mean, literally, called him up and said, got to help me out
reaction,
here.
Chris, when you,
Instantly, I mean, it was incredible.
He didn't have to negotiate.
Nothing. He's not received. No one is receiving any money on this. Right. And it was just, I need help. Help me out. We've got these people here for yourself, for the sport. For the ATP, come and do this. I'm in. I'll be in the car. Same with Johnny Mac. Same with Tim. Same with Pat. And I think at least we've delivered.
What do you think that
content
says about Andy? The measure of the man.
I think all of these people, and this is what, so, people say many things about athletes and, and Andy in particular here, certainly in the UK, and, people can be very critical about various things over the years, but he has a fundamental, as all these people do who are on this court today, feel they have a responsibility for tennis and an acknowledgement that people are paying money to come and see something. And they were straight in. It was. I mean, literally, the whole thing was just getting hold of people within 2 hours.
Why didn't Roger come in and explain himself tonight?
I thought he was fantastic. He came down here on the court, fronted up in front of everybody. And to me, I think that's enough. You've made your thing. There's nothing he can say at the moment, because he doesn't know how bad the situation is.
He's intending to play next week, isn't he?
Well, at this point, he doesn't know. He's intending to, but he doesn't know what his situation is. So, how many people asked him about, what the situation next week? He just goes, "I don't know." I mean, so there's nothing really to say.
Is there any sense in
that made it among the fans? Could you have let them know earlier that?
I didn't know till during the doubles, 100%. He was still in the physio. Yeah.
Still had an outside chance to make it.
Yeah, I mean, he was still, that's how, by the way, this has never happened in the history of the tournament, 45 years. I mean, in how many matches, you'll know that, Simon, how many matches he's done so few times. And so they don't do this lightly. And he wants to give every opportunity to play. He was there in the physio, and it was just during the doubles that was the 100%.
That said, he was here late last night.
Oh yeah. Oh,
going
yeah.
Forward, does that make you rethink the scheduling of the semi-finals and the final?
I mean, any time something happens like this, you have a review of anything, but it's never happened before, and we've had incredibly long matches. In fact, in the first year, in 2009, we had matches starting at 9 o'clock, and they were all incredibly long matches, sometimes finishing at midnight. We had the whole scene with people missing the tube, and that's why we brought the time forward, and it was never an issue then. It's just one of these unfortunate things. It's like people going out to play, any final is susceptible to that. If someone goes and tweaks an ankle in the first game,
And did Roger last night knew that he was seriously injured a bit, or did he realise that or not?
I think last night during the game, I think he felt something in his back. But often those things you get through on adrenaline and then you go to bed. Well, you, then you obviously do all the press, then you do all your wind down and you go to bed late and you wake up in the morning and that's when you see, I think.
What time did Andy get? And did he drive himself?
Andy drove himself and got here at about 5, I think. Okay. I found.
Yeah.
It was pretty. It was pretty tight.
Yeah.
Did you make the call directly to him?
Yeah.
What was his initial reaction?
Well, it was instant. I mean, he was the whole thing. Are you kidding? I thought I was winding him up, but no, I mean,
did you know for sure he was at home, or do you think he might have gone off?
That I don't know. Called the mobile.
Was it a difficult call to make given what happened there? The last thing you probably
wanted. No, not really. I mean, I think when something like this happens on any live event, you have to do it very. You have to do it very quickly, very pragmatically, and try and do the best you can under the circumstances. And post this, it happened so quickly, and post this, you see how the process went. But from a bad situation, I'm pretty pleased with how the outcome is.
Have you been a toughest day?
I've got a bit greyer. That's what you want to.
Could you
walk in the park that one?